Well, good afternoon, everyone. Let's get started. This is the July 20th, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. My name is Andy Kottkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners to serve as its land use hearing examiner. My job is to render decisions on various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include all kinds of shoreline permits and conditional use permits. That's what we have on the agenda for today. Now, I consider any testimony presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file, in order to make my decision. Now, the hearing process does have certain rules, but I still try to conduct the meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a procedure we're going to use. So for each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify on the matter we're discussing at the moment, I'll give them that opportunity. And if there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I certainly will give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony that they might wish to make. If you are going to testify, what I'll have you do is unmute yourself, and then I'll have you state your name and address. And then I'll swear you in as a witness. I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to the application that we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of that proposal. And if you have anything in writing that you want to submit today, you can make those arrangements. I have the option to keep the public record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Excuse me again. Let's see here. My decision on this matter is final and conclusive unless it is appealed. Appeals are by means of what's called a land use petition action. They must be filed with Chelan County Superior Court within 21 days of the date of the issuance of the decision. And if the appeal is not timely filed, the appeal would be barred. Now, I've reviewed each item on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in either of the any of the properties or the proposals to be heard today. I will be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all those attachments, which generally include all of the application materials, all the comments that have come through, any SEPA documents that are here, other than receiving and reviewing essentially the entire planning staff file, I've not had any communication regarding any of the items that are on today's agenda. So with those representations, if there is anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner, you need to unmute yourself and state so at this time. All right, hearing none, we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is a series of permits. There's a conditional use permit given application number CUP 21-413, along with a shoreline conditional use permit 21-414 and a shoreline variance 21-415. These are all applications submitted by Gretti Associates on behalf of the property owner for the construction of a new single family residence within the Icicle Valley Design Review District, which is located within Chelan County on property that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all of the application materials, all the noticing documents, all the SEPA documents, all the comments that have come through, I will admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a conditional use permit, a shoreline conditional use permit, and a shoreline variance for the construction of a new single family residence within the Icicle Valley Design Review District. There is currently a concrete foundation that has been completed and inspected on the subject property. It's currently 50 feet landward of the ordinary high of Icicle Creek. The subject property is zoned rural residential 20, and it's 16.7 acres. Icicle Creek has a shoreline designation of natural, which holds a 150 feet or foot setback from the ordinary high water mark. Due to the fact that the applicant wishes to use the existing foundation, a shoreline variance was required. The proposed Icicle design review guidelines have been met through the design of the single family residence. Staff has reviewed the application material, agency comments for consistency with applicable code and regulations, and as conditioned, recommends approval.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Author. I have reviewed everything several times. I do not have any questions for staff. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes.
And your name and address, please.
Ryan Walker, 151 South Worthen Street, Suite 101, Wenatchee.
Walker, please raise your right hand for me. Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. Mr. Walker, are you here appearing on behalf of the applicant and the property owner today? Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Now, what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, I think the application speaks for itself. There is no other potential area to build on this property based on the topography and existing improvements. Given the fact that the foundation has already been installed, this is the minimally impacting area on the property. The underground utilities have been installed. Drain field is on an easement on adjacent property. Septic tanks are in the ground. Underground power is in. The well is installed. The project is simply to complete the house that has already been started. So there's no new impact to the shoreline. So with that, we have read the staff report, have read all the conditions of approval. I would like to ask for one modification to the conditions of approval. This would be the condition number 16 regarding the need for a flood development permit. We have provided an elevation certificate to the county. And I think Jamie can speak to that, but it shows that the building site is located eight vertical feet above the 100-year floodplain. So the building site is out of the floodplain, and therefore it's not eligible for a flood development permit, and one wouldn't be needed. So given that we have completed that, just so there's no confusion when it comes to the building permit, I would request that condition number 16 is not necessary. And other than that, I'd be glad to answer any questions you have.
No, I'm familiar with the area, familiar with the property limitations that generally apply up there off of the Icicle River. I don't have any questions for the applicant. Thank you very much, Mr. Walker. Is there anything further from the applicant? Nothing further from the applicant. All right. I don't recognize all the names, so I'll just ask generally, is there any member of the public here that wishes to offer any testimony on this matter? Okay, hearing none, turn this back over to staff. Mr. Author, the comments by Mr. Walker on proposed condition 16. Does staff have any further comments?
No, I agree with him. He sent me over just a couple hours ago a elevation certificate, and it is over 8 feet above base flood elevation, and it's unnecessary for them to get that flood development permit. So I too would agree with Ryan that it's unnecessary.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything further from the applicant?
No, thank you.
All right. So what I'm going to do, Mr. Walker, is I am going to close the public record portion of the hearing at this time, and I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days.
Thanks.
You're welcome. The second item on today's agenda is an amendment to an existing conditional use permit. It's given application number CUPA 21-457. And this is an amendment to an existing conditional use permit to allow the addition of a dwelling unit above a garage adjacent to an existing staff house. My understanding is that this dwelling unit is to be used for additional staff housing. This relates to property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. And now for the record, I will admit into the record That staff report, all those attachments in the staff report, which included all the application materials, all the noticing documents that have come through. There's comments that have come through, both agency and public. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I'll admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And once again, turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is a application for a conditional use permit amendment for the construction of a garage with new staff housing on the second floor. This is a amendment. This is our second amendment to Harmony Meadows, CUP 1533. The subject property is within the commercial ag land zoning district. This piece of property is within the Harmony Meadows Master Plan Resort and Conditional Use Permit. So staff has reviewed the application materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations, and as condition recommends approval.
And can you confirm regarding Department of Ecology comments that the proposed development is greater than 150 feet from Stink Creek?
I believe it is, but I didn't get a scaled site plan, so that's something I am going to ask from the applicant.
All right, that was the only question that I had. Thank you very much. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
I am.
All right, I'll have you state your name and address for me, please.
Jeremy Jake, 300 Hyacinth Road, Manson, Washington.
All right, sir, can you raise your right hand for me? And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much. And Mr. Jase, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant today? Is that correct?
I am the applicant and property owner.
All right. What would you like to tell me?
Well, first, let me answer the question that was raised. So at the time original CUP was granted, I don't remember all the details of this, but I know that there is a provision that allows an administrative reduction from the 150-foot rule to 75 feet if it's deemed that the 150-foot rule makes too much of the property unusable. And that was granted. If you go back and look at the original CUP or documents surrounding it, you'll see that there's a letter from the administrator that granted that reduction in setback. So that's that. And reason we're doing this is because we have seasonal tennis professionals, seasonal help. Tennis professionals have to come from outside the area. We generally bring them up from Palm Springs, Arizona area, where it's too hot to work in the summer. As you can imagine, Chelan, Manson area, it's really tough to find a place to put somebody. Anybody who's got houses they're renting out either doesn't want to do it for a short period of time, or if they do, they're charging thousands of dollars a week. So we're forced into a situation of housing them at our house, which is not great, or buying, you know, or getting year-long leases and not using it for the whole year. So we should have done this before. It was really an oversight on my part to not try to create more staff housing at the time we put the staff house in. But so now I'm trying to come back and correct that oversight on my part and add a garage with a small apartment over the top of the garage so we can house a tennis pro up there.
Okay, I'll have to go back and take a look to see whether or not the administrative setback that was approved applies to new buildings as well. And I don't know that it does or doesn't. So I'll have to look at that. Can you confirm that there will be no renting of this dwelling unit to the public and that it will only be used by staff employed or paid for as independent contractors by the applicant to work on site?
Yes, I can.
All right. Have you had a chance to look at the proposed conditions of approval?
Yeah, they seem fine to me.
No objection to those?
No objection.
All right. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Is there any member of the public that came to testify on this one? I'm hearing none. Is there anything further from staff?
No, sir, but I will look and see if I can find that original CUP and administrative modification for that Stink Creek buffer as well. So we'll tag team it. How about that?
What was the last thing you said? I'm sorry.
We'll tag team it.
Oh, I see it. Okay. All right. Based on those comments, anything further from the applicant?
There was something I was going to respond to, but now it's I've lost it. So no, I don't think so. No.
All right. Well, thank you very much. So what I'm going to do is I am going to close the public record portion of the hearing at this time. Thank you very much for coming, and I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. We'll now turn to the last item on today's agenda. This is a series of shoreline permits given application numbers SCUP 21-511 and SDP, Shoreline Substantial Development 21-512. These are permits permit applications for the installation of a new surface water withdrawal line and other improvements for use for a future single family residence and accessory dwelling unit on property located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, once again, I will admit into the record that staff report, all the attachments to the staff report, which included all the application materials, all the noticing documents, all the comments that have come through, the SEPA documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire plan staff file into the record at this time by this reference. And once again, turn this matter over to Mr. Arthur for the staff presentation.
Thank you. This is an application for a shoreline conditional use permit and a shoreline substantial development permit for the installation of a new surface water withdrawal line, electrical conduit, and a pump for domestic water for the future SFR and ADU. The subject property is located off of Driftwood Lane and is currently zoned rural waterfront. It's a relatively simple application. Staff has reviewed the materials, agency comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations. And as conditioned, we recommend approval.
All right, thank you very much. As with all items, I've reviewed everything several times, and in this case, I don't have any questions for staff. I appreciate your staff report and your presentation, and we'll turn this matter over to the applicant now. Mr. Walker, I assume that is you today?
Yes, it is.
All right, you are still under oath, and Mr. Walker, are you here as an agent authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner and applicant? And I think I see the property owner and applicant here. Are you here as their agent?
Yes, I am.
All right. And Mr. Walker, what would you like to tell me about this project?
Well, yeah, I agree with Jamie. This is a very straightforward application. This is really a nuance of the recently adopted SMP that these projects used to be commonplace and it happened to end up being a conditional use now. So here we are, but this is very garden variety for Lake Chelan, I guess. So we have read all the conditions, agree with them, and we'll just answer any questions if you have them.
No, I don't. I agree with you. This is well-designed, fairly standard project for Lake Chelan. So I don't have any further questions of staff. Is there anything else from the applicant today?
No, thanks.
All right, thank you. Turn this over to the public. There's one person here from the last hearing, but is there anybody that would like to testify from the public today? And is there anything further from staff?
No, sir.
All right, then, Mr. Walker, what I'm going to do is I am going to close the public record portion of this hearing, and I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. Thank you all for coming. I'm now going to adjourn this July 20, 2022 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. It's always a pleasure. Thank you all for your attendance today. And with this meeting being adjourned, I will see some of you, maybe more of you, at our next hearing. So
okay.
Everybody have a good day. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, see you later.
Bye-bye.